It is Thursday, February 28th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Jody Besnoska. She is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Glad to be here, as always.
Yeah. It's the last day of February.
Yeah.
So we're looking to March.
Going to March. Jeez.
I know.
I know we say this every week, but why? Where does it go? Where does the time go?
I don't know. I really feel like we were just coming off of Christmas, and here it is.
Yeah.
Spring.
It's crazy, but it's almost spring, so thumbs up for that. Okay, so let's talk about this weekend. Lots going on this weekend. Tomorrow, which is the 1st of March, we will have Dance Brazil, which is on the 10x10 art series. This is obviously modern dance from Brazil. This show is virtually sold out. We just opened up some extra tickets way down close to the front of the stage, which aren't the best seats. But if you really want to get in and see the show, please do. And if for any reason you can't buy a ticket online, you can always come to the box office and get on a waiting list the night of the show.
Is this in Star Theater or?
No, this one's in the Big Hall.
It's in the Big Hall.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's an 8 p.m. show. We'll have a pre-show creative conversation at 7, and then we'll have our little post-show party afterwards.
Okay.
So that's Friday. Saturday night, we will have Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin doing their duo evening together.
Acoustic.
That's going to be neat. That's an 8 o'clock performance.
I know Kyle's very sad to miss that.
I know. He was very excited when we put that one on sale. So that one's going to be a really nice, you know, our hall is really uniquely suited for acoustic performances. It's kind of that sweet spot for us. It's really great.
A little intimate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, you know, we're not a big cavernous arena or anything like that, and you can really hear them and listen to them and see them and see the interactions. So that'll be really fun. So this weekend is the last weekend for Theater Squared's Sons of the Prophet. Hard to believe that's almost over. Wonderful show. I know it's been selling really well, so you might want to get your tickets as soon as you can if you were trying to catch this last weekend.
I need to do that. That's what I was saying.
One.
I don't know where the time went.
I know.
Again.
It's a good show. It's definitely worth seeing. It's funny. It's poignant. It's really well done. I hope lots of people go out and finish up the weekend for them. And then on Monday and Tuesday next week, we'll have the UA Campus Band and the UA Wind Concert and Symphony. And then next Saturday, I believe, is March 9th,
yes.
We'll have Sona's third Masterworks concert of the season. I think they start those concerts at 7:30, and there's usually some sort of pre-show discussion.
Sounds about right.
So that's on the 9th. That's a Masterworks program, so it will be big symphonic works. And then we will have Mr. James Galway and his wife, Lady Jean Galway, on March 14th. And
flutist,
yes. And he'll be doing, you know, flute stuff, but he'll also be doing Irish music, and we'll have a little Irish celebration in the lobby. And so it's a great way to kick off St. Patrick's Day.
So does his wife also play the flute?
Mm-hmm.
What is she? Okay, so
yeah.
She's a flutist also.
They both do, and they both, you know, I actually didn't know that she was a musician as well, but you know, I've heard of him, but apparently mm-hmm. she's quite good. So that will be fun, I think. And that I would assume, since they're touring together and playing together, they're having a good time.
Probably,
so
yeah.
You'll probably see that
I
on
can
stage.
Imagine. Yeah.
So that's the 14th. And on the 15th, we will have One Night of Queen. That's a return engagement for us. We had them 2 or 3 years ago. Lots of fun. It's just a great tribute band to Queen. And they play all the songs. And it's uncanny how much they look like them. It's
just do people like great. Get up and dance?
Oh,
and,
yeah. This is not one where you sit in your chair. Okay. You're definitely standing up dancing for this one. And then the final show of our jazz series will happen on the 16th of March. It's the Gregoire Marais Quartet, and he is a jazz harmonica player. And I actually was listening to Shades of Jazz last week, and he was playing, and he was fantastic.
Which is so, I mean, you know, you harmonica blues,
yeah.
But harmonica jazz. Okay,
yeah.
it's a little different.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And really sort of innovative and neat. So that's March 16th. And then Garrison Keillor's coming on the 28th. Those tickets are flying out the door. Don't wait. Get those now if you are needing to come to that.
That's just one show.
Just one performance. Okay. Yep. And he'll be having a bunch of musicians with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't just be a conversation. It will be a musical conversation, which will be great.
I wonder if we can expect a typical Keillor monologue also.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. And then let's see. Let's look ahead a little bit to Anything Goes in April, April 9th through 14th. Wonderful Cole Porter musical, the new production, the new touring version of that. It is so so good. It's so good. Please come see it.
And this, I mean, this is a classic, mm-hmm. classic Broadway.
It's classic. It's, you know, it was written and produced right after the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And so it has this wonderful, like, escapist quality to it. You can really, when I saw it 2 years ago, that was what I was thinking about. I was thinking about what was it like to watch a show like this when, you know, everything was so dark and so grim.
Even almost during the Great Depression. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was great because it was just so bright and colorful and sparkly and so just very conscious of the fact that it was an escape.
Mm-hmm.
It was meant to be a time where you could turn off all your worries for a couple of hours and just revel in how beautiful it was.
And anything goes.
And the tap dancing. Oh, there's so much to talk about with that. I'm sure we'll talk more. But that's April 9th through the 14th. And then, let's see. War Horse is our big spring Broadway show. That's May 22nd through the 26th. So that's a ways off, but never too early to get tickets.
Mm-hmm. So at least start thinking.
Yeah. And I also wanted to mention the Monterey Jazz Festival on tour. That's April 20th. That's going to be a really good, solid show with lots of like high profile jazz people playing together and touring together. So they all get together for this festival in Monterey, but then they also take a group of them out on the road.
Okay.
So that's going to be really fun. That's April 20th.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Besnoska is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.